Hopefully it won't be that hot for a big golf tournament. Chris Montenago, Montagano is the PGA Tournament Director at the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank and the Western Golf Association. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, John. Thanks for having me on.
So catch me up on what's going on at the Glen Club.
Yeah, absolutely. The sixth installment of the NV5 Invitational presented by Old National Bank, Korn Ferry Tour event hosted by the Western Golf Association, is going to be out at the Glen Club next week. We'll be open to the public Thursday, July 25th through Sunday the 28th, welcoming the future stars of golf out to the Glen Club right here in our backyard.
Past champions include Scottie Scheffler, world number one, Cameron Young, Trace Crowe. So these guys must be pretty close to being ready for the PGA, or are they already in the PGA or the LIV tournament?
Absolutely. So the players on the Korn Ferry Tour are competing to earn their spot on the PGA Tour. So if you want to call it the level below the PGA Tour, it's probably the best way to describe it. I like to say it's like seeing the band before they were big. You have these guys that come out here and play. They're extremely talented, really, really good players. When they make it to the PGA Tour, they've never been more prepped to compete at the next level, and we're seeing that with some of our champions. Obviously, Scotty seems to be a little bit of an outlier what he's doing lately, but you know, even Cam Young, our 2021 winner, he was Rookie of the Year his first year on tour, and you know, guy shot 59 a couple weeks ago at Travelers. So, I mean, the talent that's out here is incredible, and you get to see these guys up close and personal before they make it to the next level.
I'm guessing it's a pretty fine line between these guys and those guys, right? Like maybe a few strokes, right?
It's less than that, John. It's the talent here. You know, we're seeing it with guys like Ludvig Åberg. You know, some of these young guys on tour are winning immediately or competing at a very high level. I mean, you even look at a guy like Neil Shipley, who is he's going to play at 3M next week. But he's a guy that we saw at the Masters playing as an amateur. He was low amateur in the U.S. Open and the Masters, and now he's playing. You know, I think he finished top 10 last week out at the PGA Tour events. I mean, these guys are equipped to play at a very high level very quickly.
Chris, can you catch me up on where golf is in relationship to the PGA and LIV? What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think a lot of us in the business, you know, we're not privy to a lot of that information. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to put on a good event next week. We want families and folks to come out and enjoy some great golf. You know, this will be our second year, you know, on summer dates. We had been over Memorial Day weekend the last few years, and the last 2 years we've been here at the end of July. So I think it makes for a great time for people to come out. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's hard to say. I mean, we don't hear a lot about what's going on. I mean, obviously there's a lot of rumors circulating, but you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, I think as fans, I think people just want to watch great golf and enjoy the sport.
Well, if somebody wins here, do they then get a PGA card, or what's the process? What do they have to do here to get there?
Sure. So a win certainly helps, but basically at the end of the year. There is a point system throughout the year that players accumulate points, similar to the FedEx Cup at the PGA Tour level. The top 30 players at the end of the year earn their card, earn their spot on the PGA Tour the following year. So a win certainly helps, but it certainly doesn't guarantee it. But it certainly helps. So it's a step in the right direction. Obviously, us moving later in the year, it puts us on a very critical stretch where a lot of the top guys are trying to make sure that they finish within the top 30 to earn their card for the next year.
This is taking place at the Glen Club in Glenview, July 25th through the 28th. So get out there Thursday through the weekend. And then what's the best way to do this? Is it 4 days of play, or how does it work?
Yeah, 4 days of play. We start with 156 players on Thursday and Friday. We cut the top 60 in ties, and then we'll crown a champion on Sunday. So, yeah, 4 days of play. Basically, golf is going on, I would say, most of the day, each day. But you can buy tickets online, nv5invitational.com. Ground tickets are $20 a piece. Kids under the age of 16 get in free. Military first responders get in free as well. So we hope you come out and enjoy some great action. We also have some upgraded opportunities, a brand new venue that we've built on the 17th green, which is a great par 3 a venue called the Trophy Club. So it's a nice place to watch golf. Food and beverage will be available for purchase within the venue, but it's going to be a very popular venue for us this year.
Dave, I think they have a Pro-Am. Should we see if we can get in the Pro-Am?
I'm pretty sure that Chris would not welcome us for the Pro-Am. Not me, because he's seen me swing a club. But, the other thing, Chris, I don't know if John's aware that this benefits the Evans Scholars, which is such a worthy cause and a great cause. It helps a lot of young people go to college.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the event's run by the Western Golf Association. So the sole charity of the event is the Evans Scholars Foundation. So the foundation provides full tuition and housing scholarships for deserving caddies. We have over 12,000 alumni across the country. We have over 1,200 current Evans Scholars in school at over 24 partner universities. So it's a truly remarkable program, and we're excited that that this event benefits that great charity.
Let's go back to Dave and John playing in the Pro-Am. So what does that require? Are there some slots open for some legitimate good golfers in the area?
We do. It's our Pro-Am is the Pro-Am that we do have space in is on Wednesday, July 24th. So it's sponsored by Hometown Brands, which is a new brand under the Swag umbrella, Swag Golf. We have an opportunity for people to sign up and play golf with professionals from the field. It's a great client hosting opportunity for businesses. It's also if you're a golf nut, great way to do it. So there's an entry fee involved. You can find more information on our website. Reach out to us as an individual. We'd be happy to provide more information. But it's a truly memorable experience to be able to play, play with these guys, walking along the fairway with some of the top players in the world.
John, it doesn't sound like we're getting a sponsor exemption for that.
No, it does not. But I do think there could be an event, Golf with John and Dave, and entry would be a lot easier.
Sure.
And there would be no sponsors. Okay, nv5invitational.com, nv5invitational.com. Chris Montagano, the PGA Tournament Director at the NV5 Invitational, presented by Old National Bank and the Western Golf Association and the Evans Scholars Foundation. Dave, I'm glad you brought that up. And have a great week, Chris. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks again.